about the first Back to the Future?
What?
That movie was like had some weird like sexual stuff in it, and then they just doubled down in this one.
I guess we didn't talk about how he kissed like, his mom.
Well, no, I was talking about like the Biff rapey bit.
That too.
Yeah, that was like I totally forgotten about that. So when that came up on screen, I was like, "Whoa, he's a bad guy! Holy shit! Like
terrible."
I kind of always thought he was just kind of like, you know, McFly, like just a bully. Yeah, just a bully. No.
Why don't you ask the ass?
You want me to ask the ass?
Why don't you ask the actor himself?
Wow. I don't know.
Your dad was his best friend.
Yeah.
You're basically Marty McFly. Your dad was bullied by...
Shit. Which future am I going to have? Oh, no. I think we're in the bad one.
Your dad's dead and your mom married Biff? That's the bad one. And I know that's not true.
I was thinking just more is that like, you know, just stuff that ain't great. I'm not rich. What the fuck happened?
Not yet. Not yet.
I don't have a Toyota truck from 1985.
I don't have a toot. I was like, what's a toot? So does that mean I am your doc?
You're Jennifer.
That's not... Why did you just... I mean, the first thing you did when you walked to my house was take your clothes off, yep. So...
Just got rid of the pants. No pants.
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing that happened. We saw Back to the Future 2 and Uno
again
in theaters.
Yep.
Because our local neighborhood cinema group...
Free movies.
Also known as NCG.
Oh, shout them out.
Is doing free movies on Wednesdays.
I love popcorn.
Where's that been?
I know. I didn't see it. I thought maybe I missed it.
It's a great ad at the beginning of all the movies at NCG.
Really shitty. I'm sorry whoever made that. I don't know how you'd find this, but the animation is real shit.
Well, it's quirky little kind of dumb. You know what I mean? Like, it's not great, but I don't feel like it has to be. It's really the little girl that goes, I love popcorn at the beginning. That sounds really dumb. But I've never had this happen before where I go to a movie theater and I leave with stains all over me.
I know. Yeah. Thought I pissed myself for real. I was real worried. I was like, man, I know I was like holding it in at two different intervals while watching this movie, but I better not be already at the age where I'm getting leaky, okay?
It just leaked out so slow that you didn't even notice.
I was a little bit like, come on, what's going on?
But yeah, we walked out and I had a stain on my tummy, how that happened, I don't know, and on my leg.
Mm, yep.
So I guess we're getting leaky.
Our old age.
But that's movies, Grandpa.
We're doing this for like the next 70 years.
We'll change our names.
94 years old.
And we'll change our name to That's Movies,
every
Grandpa.
Time, every single thing that we'll end up reviewing at that point, we'll just be like, I didn't get it. Because, you know, it'll be like projected into our brain directly.
Take me back.
You're going to be like,
to the future.
It's like, none of this is as good as Avengers Endgame. That was the last good movie.
Actually, that's something I wanted to talk about. That is something I can talk about before we jump into the movie.
Wow.
Should we address why we were stained or just leave them to it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't actually piss ourselves. Sorry. There's a leaky bag of popcorn that Tyler puts way too much artificial liquid butter into.
What is that made of? Because it just says butter flavoring.
Oh, my God. It's got, I don't know. I really, it's, it sickens to me to think about.
Sickens to me.
Sickens to me to think about.
But you eat it.
Yeah, I do. But only when you do popcorn. If I were going to do popcorn by myself, I would just get regular popcorn and do a little bit light sprinkles of like that cheddar cheese, also fake chemical. And that would be it.
You got to have butter, bro.
I love butter, but whatever that shit is, I'm not a fan. Especially now, because now I'm going to think every time it's just going to leak through me.
So, yeah, I usually get the large popcorn, which comes like, you know, like a cardboard tub. Yeah. But this one, I got a small, so it was just like a paper bag. And that paper bag, if butter gets to the bottom, it's coming out your bottom. Which I feel like is how that butter comes out anyways. Yeah. Like I do feel like after movies, like my stomach's kind of in a grumble.
Yeah, dude,
and
popcorn
a tumble.
Sucks. It's just like, I don't know. Either that or you just ate way too much of it just because it's there and they give you a shit ton. And
So, like, that's one of our favorite snacks around this house. Like, my mom makes, like, homemade popcorn, and it's the bomb. And so you would think that
I'd love Cracker Jacks. Does that count?
No. So you would think that my body's used to it, but I think it's been having it for so long that it's like I have this section of my stomach, this popcorn stomach, that's been built up, and it's kind of burst because I've had too much over the years. And so now I'm leaking out that. So every time I have popcorn, it's like, that little section of me. But yeah, so we came home and we had to immediately strip down because we're
greasy boys.
Well, we're also doing video now, so give them something to look at. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys, if you're just listening to this on audio, definitely check this episode out on YouTube.
Why did you do that? The camera went down as far as it could.
check this episode out on YouTube, and you'll see.
Yep,
you'll see.
$5 a month gets you foot though, cam on every podcast.
Can you guys see this? Because I put our clothes in the wash, and there's like I got a soap stain on me, and I didn't want to change shirts again for the third time, so. You're just going to have to slowly watch it dry throughout. Skip to the end of this video and check to see if it's dry, to see the difference. We're just really tricking the algorithm so they think that they watched it longer.
I was about to say, because that's like no one gives a shit about your soap stain.
Track the soap stain, guys. So, yeah, we went to the movies.
Yep.
But also, the other night, I watched Avengers Endgame, which is the first time I've seen it out of theaters. But don't you get that confused, audience. I've still seen it a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It doesn't mean I've only seen it twice now. I saw it in theaters. I personally saw it in theaters. Like, I don't remember the exact number, but I know it didn't beat my record. So I think it was either 5 or 6 times in theaters.
Which one's your highest?
7 times in theaters. It is a Marvel movie. Can you guess what it is?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably because you've heard that before. I was going to say, I don't know if you'd be able to guess it.
Anymore.
but honestly, Guardians is probably one of my favorite Marvel movies.
It's
definitely in top 5.
Yeah.
But we'll get to our Marvel movie rankings at the end of this episode. when we do Marvel, we will. But I watched it for the first time out of theaters. We watched it twice.
Yes. Because
the night it came out.
Wait, did we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We walked. Dude, that was like our long... I don't know why we're talking Marvel movies, because we're going to bring this back up, but that day... This is showing
so
how,
I saw that
we're,
three
we're
times
our movie
theaters.
Buffness, okay? We watched about 9 hours of movies that day, because I watched the entire MCU...
Before...
Leading up, like, weeks prior.
Yeah.
And then Nate came over, and I wanted to watch it, like, in two parts, be refreshed on Infinity War, since it takes place, like, right after. Nate came over in the morning, we watched Infinity War, went straight to the theaters, watched Endgame once, and then went right back into the theater and watched it again. Because I knew that I was going to want to watch it twice, because every time one of those big movies, Marvel movies comes out, I'm like, I want to see it again. And so I was just banking on it being good.
And it's always a fun, like, crowd energy environment.
Yeah.
The second time we always watch it, obviously, is a lot, because we're always there for the premiere. And then the second time through is a lot more chill. Because
Now, I don't want to spoil too much on talking about Marvel stuff and my complete views of everything. But let me tell you, dude, I've seen that movie that many times. It has never failed to make me cry. Never.
Wow.
I'm an emotional dude, especially like, and that's, man, that movie makes me feel, bro. That is a solid flick.
Gets me right in my feels.
Solid flick.
Infinity War is better. Oh, man, I can't wait to have
that
debate.
I'm waiting for you to, what's up?
But we saw.
You know what we need to do when we do that? We're just discussing our plans now on the podcast. I wanted to do a soul episode for Endgame. Because it's such a big movie, but I feel like we might have to do that for Infinity War as well. Maybe we do Infinity War Endgame combined episode.
Yeah, I mean,
guys,
that seems like the... So you thought they were big enough to have both have their own episode, so now you're just smashing them together and saying, fuck it.
Well, because we were going to do it in phases.
Yeah.
We'll figure
it
out.
We don't know. It's going to be like a 10-episode thing.
I'm so excited, man. I love
it's going to be
like,
the rest of this year, basically, after
I think I'm starting to like these series episodes more than our regular Monday episodes.
Well,
it's interesting because
to be fair, nothing comes out anymore. So
that is true. But I like the idea of building universes and stuff and like pulling things from other movies. I don't know. It's cool to see how they feed into each other. Just like Back to the Back. Future.
Future to the Back. This is the second one. Back to the Future Part 2. Mm-hmm. Fuck me. Jesus Christ. I just totally forgot how to speak. It just picks it up right where the first one ended. And do we want to go into hot takes just right off the bat, dude?
Let's go over. Let's do a little sum first. I think.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, is that what we do first?
A little summary plot.
I don't know what we do. Okay, this one is all over the fucking place. Okay, this plot is nutty. They just finished the first Back to the Future, which is they go back to 1955, you know, fix some shit with the parents, although it's accidental that they go back there. But he fixes some shit and then comes back.
Come back to the present, which is 1985.
So it's 1985. Doc Brown has just gone into the future. He comes back, picks up Marty and his girlfriend Jennifer, says, we got to go back to the future. So back to 2015 in order to fix something with their kids. So apparently they're married. So then that's exactly what they do. There's lots of, you know, running around. They're in the future. Marty's seeing all the crazy stuff, blah, blah, blah. They fix all their stuff, go back. Old Biff finds the, almanac that's, you know, basically it's 1950 to 2000. It says, you know, basically the results of all, it's a sports almanac, or it says all the results of,
basically
for those 50 years. He gives it back to his old self in 1955, making Biff, super wealthy, and it completely fucks over 1985, their present day. So obviously when they go back, everything's screwed up, so they have to go back to 1955 again and try to get the almanac from Biff before he can use it, and before, without seeing themselves, and before they, like, before themselves leave for the future, because if they go to the future and then they fix the past,
I think you lost everybody.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been paying attention for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Basically, we're doing more time traveling.
Oh, it's...
But they went to the future.
We like tripled down on the time traveling thing here because now it's insane.
So they went to the future instead of the past this time at the beginning.
Just to go to an alternate present and then go back to the past while they're already in the past from the first one, just to go back to the present and then actually never go back to the present. They end up going all the way back to 1885 for the third one. It's nutty. None of this shit makes sense.
Don't talk about the third one. We're just trying to take care of the second one.
That's
right
at
now.
The end of the second one that they tell you, and then they show a trailer for the third one.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But basically, a very concise summary is they go to the future where Biff finds the almanac,
yep,
brings it back to his past self, gets rich, and then
creates an alternate timeline from 1985.
Present where, yeah, he basically is taking over the world. Let's just put it that way.
It's like,
and
it's
then
like Mad
they have
Max
to go back
with
and fix
casino.
That.
And
then they have to go back and fix that and not run into their past selves, which was fixing the first movie. So, yep, there's multiples of them running around, which is fun. Okie dokie, artichokey.
Now that you guys understand what happened, I'm sure you, most of you,
and
are,
I've been over
this,
haven't seen this movie before. Nate's seen it, but it's been a long time.
You've only seen the first one.
I've never seen any of them.
Oh,
we talked about this. I said I'd seen. Remember, I said I'd seen scenes and clips.
Right.
Remember, I leaned over to you in the theater and was like, "A bolt of lightning."
Yes. 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 Okay, that's right. And so, yeah, you hadn't seen this one at all. Have you seen any of the clips from like the future stuff? I feel like that's the most
the hoverboard for sure. Yeah. The self-lacing shoes. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So,
especially since in 2015, there was a big, obviously, you know, they went back and like made the actual shoes from the movie, and like I think Pepsi had a line of Pepsi that looked in those weird containers that they were in.
Oh yeah,
And stuff like that.
Can you still buy those? I wonder.
What, the self-lacing shoes?
Well,
pretty
not
sure that was a limited run.
Yeah, but the Pepsi. I'm wondering if they're I feel like they're probably somewhere.
I never saw them in person, so I'm pretty sure they weren't like.
You could probably get it for a lot of money online,
like an eBay or something like that.
Back to the Future 2. Pepsi bottle.
So that's all I remembered from this movie was that whole bit. I thought they were in the future the whole time.
So how much do you think that it's worth on eBay? There's two different prices, and one's like they're kind of drastically
different.
So I will take anything between those two prices.
Okay,
which is it's a pretty big range. So if you miss it,
say that they're asking about $1,700 for one of the Pepsi bottles.
You think that's somewhere in between?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's $300, the low end one, and then $711 for the high end.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I mean,
not terrible.
I kind of figured that they would try to go higher for that. I don't know why. Maybe they were more available than I thought. I just never saw one, so I figured they were kind of rare.
I see like a YouTube video of people waiting in line for the Back to the Future Pepsi, and they're all dressed like Marty McFly.
In the first one. Yeah. His puffy
vest thing.
Vest and flannel or whatever.
All right. So I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen this. Yeah,
I think I usually end up going first with these hot takes. That works.
Yeah. It was fun. I had fun. Mm-hmm. It was a fun movie. It was not as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was all over the place. The and I'm comparing this to the first, just to get kind of an idea. But, okay, without comparing it to the first, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moments that didn't make sense. People being dumb and doing dumb stuff that didn't make sense.
Yep.
And the story not fully making sense. But so especially compared to the first one, the first one was definitely fun and kind of crazy and had some of those moments you could look past, especially because it was time travel stuff. So you have to get past some of that.
Right.
But they didn't do too much dumb stuff. There were definitely some be like, ah, this is a fun movie. This one had so much more of that dumb stuff. But it was weird because I feel like part of it knew that it was being that way and it worked, but part of it didn't, but I was still laughing at it because it was being dumb at certain parts.
Yeah.
And there were other parts that felt more like the classic Back to the Future where they're making sense as to what they were doing, but it was still kind of funny. So it wasn't all there. You know what I mean? It just felt like it wasn't packaged quite as, I don't even want to say as well, but not as, it wasn't packaged as neatly as the mm-hmm. first one. Like we said, it's all over the place. And they just kind of really doubled down on this is a ridiculous time travel, funny, whatever movie. So I didn't mind it, but it wasn't on par with the first one for me. But it was fun.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you, although I think I'll be a little harsher on it because, like I said, it's, I mean, the Back to the Future, the first one isn't, you know, airtight. We talked about the different issues and all that kind of stuff, and which we kind of said, you know, most of that doesn't really matter because you're having fun when you're watching it. And
but there are more stuff in this one that matters.
Oh, yeah. The stuff in this, they really go overboard with it, and it's all over the place. And But one of the biggest things that I don't think you mentioned as that hurts this movie for me is how much of it is devoted to the first one.
Oh, yeah.
So
I agree.
Really
I have
bothered me. I really didn't like rewatching the same scenes again and again.
That's a note that I had. Yeah. And so basically what I mean by my kind of hot take on this is it's not like, yeah, when I was watching this, I was like, almost like, why did they make this?
Yeah.
To a certain extent. So I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, it was definitely not as good, but you can just overlook all of it. No, I just knew as I was watching it that it seemed very clear they were trying to bring a lot of stuff back and mm-hmm. bring that back for nostalgia reasons or something. And I was just like, whatever. I'm just going to enjoy how ridiculous this movie is.
Right.
You have to know that. I feel like going into it. Or at least accept it while watching it.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, you're just going to tear this movie apart because it's... Yes, but my point is mm-hmm. all the things that you're going to say about it being harsher on it, I'm probably going to agree with you. And I completely I agree.
Yeah,
it's not as good. But.
Yeah, I know. It's just there's like three phases of this movie. There's when they go to the future. There's when they go to the alternate present, and then that's where they actually go back to 1955. Those are like they all pretty much feel about the same length. When they go to the future, I think is probably the best part of the movie. I think, you know, it's kind of fun, but even then, there's a lot of repeated shit. I mean, obviously the whole opening is the ending of that one. You kind of have to rewatch it through, which feels a little weird, because I feel like modern sequels don't spend as much time trying to catch people up. You know what
right.
I mean? This is kind of like an age thing. I think in the 80s, they were more worried that people didn't watch the first one and are just going to a movie than they do now. People don't do that as much. You know what I mean?
Right.
I
feel like there was another movie I've watched recently. Maybe I'm just thinking of Avengers Endgame because you're rewatching stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't show you like if this was the comparison in Endgame, if it showed you the entire like snap
and stuff you didn't see
of
whatever.
Infinity War. In the beginning of Endgame,
right.
That's the equivalent
right.
here.
No, but I'm just reminding myself because I feel like there was something else that I watched where they showed stuff again, and I can't remember what it is, but it might have been Endgame just because I'm thinking, you know, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
But this, so I was so thrown off because of that. I was fine with them kind of doing it that way.
Right.
But I was so thrown off because I could immediately tell that his girlfriend, different person, different actress.
It was a different actress?
Completely, yes. And I looked it up, too, just make sure.
Okay, I thought she looked different, but I was like, oh, she changed her hair.
So first I was like, different actress. And then I was like, maybe they're just older, because I could easily tell Marty was older.
Well, yeah.
And I was, so that took me out a little bit, too, but not anything crazy. But she, I was like, Maybe, okay, maybe she changed her hair. Completely different actress. I looked it up.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, and
they did a pretty good job casting someone that looked pretty similar.
Her hair looked completely different.
Yeah, the hair was completely different. Obviously, I noticed that. And it was
worse.
And
it's very noticeable. Yeah, you like that hair, but yes, not this time. so, for some reason, it's like, it's just a lot more noticeable when you do it this way, where you're leading it from the end of the last movie. Which I wish. Yeah. Oh, I know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of Doctor Sleep when they reshowed parts of the movie with different actors.
Yes,
that's
yeah,
what
we're
I'm
talking
thinking
about. That. Yeah, yeah. That was.
That was Leaf. So yeah, completely different actress. That threw me, and I thought you heard me say that. I was like, "What? That's not the like in
oh,
the theater."
That's
I was
really
like,
"Sad, actually." She.
Oh
no!
Oh no!
I mean, it's she had to be recast because her mom got cancer when they were filming this. Other one.
That
I don't
sucks.
Know if what the situation is there, but
all right. Well, fair point. Can't complain about it too much, then.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's no worries. I mean, recasts in general aren't a big deal. Like, you can accept, you know, that that's a new person. Okay, that's a new actor playing the same person.
Yeah,
like,
it's definitely just takes you out more when they show the same scenes from previous movies.
Yes,
good example. Mm-hmm. My usual Marvel comparisons. The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton is in the same universe as
well, they've
the
done
rest
it a
of the
bunch
movie.
Of times. Rhodey, totally different, got changed. Yep.
That's really the main two. I think that's it.
Oh, there was other examples that I remember thinking of, but yeah, I can't think of them right now. But
they did that, but they, you know, from that next movie they started and kept it that way. So it's definitely weird when
they even kind of soft acknowledge it in the movie. in Iron Man 2. What's his name? Gosh, who's the replacement? I'm totally blanking on this guy's name. I feel so dumb. Oh my
Don
gosh.
Cheadle?
Don Cheadle, thank you. His first line in Iron Man 2 when you see him and he's like, "I'm here now, deal with it."
Really?
In the courtroom scene, he
That's
walks
hilarious.
Up. Yeah. It's I mean, it makes sense contextually in the scene, but it's very clearly a nod saying, "Yeah, I'm
Yeah. So while we're on this topic,
yep.
I want to address something else you brought up, but I'm going to wait because we're talking about different people.
Yes.
Did you know, I don't know if you noticed this, for some reason I found this out when I was looking up some interesting facts and stuff about Back to the Future, the first one, but I saw something about the other ones, which is that the guy who plays Marty's dad is not in the other two movies. There was a different guy who is playing him. And so while I was watching this movie, again, I don't know if you noticed, and I didn't want to say it obviously before or anything, and I didn't want to, because I was very keenly watching at the dance if they ever showed his face, and they did not. It was always behind shots.
It's always, it was pretty far always.
If they showed his face, it was because it was from far away or at an angle, or they quickly switched from that to something else.
Right.
So it was very quick. They cast somebody that looked very much like him, and mannerisms were great. But different guy.
And I don't think he had any new lines in it either, so they probably just kept the... I think it was all original audio, because, like, obviously this scene before he hits Biff, he says, like, you know, like, let her go or something dumb, or, you know, all that kind of different stuff.
Can you do that?
What do you mean?
Can you play the audio? I guess, because the studio would own the rights to it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, would they have to pay the actor for that movie? Probably not, because it's already pre-recorded.
Yeah, I don't think so, because he's not doing any new work.
Or, like, if he refused to be in Back to the Future 2, which I think he did some reason, then if you're using his likeness, is there an issue there? Probably not, because he probably signed away, well, you guys have the rights to this movie.
Well, it's not his... they're not using his likeness. They're using the character's likeness.
Well, it's the actor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just because you cast somebody who looks similar to the guy doesn't mean that you're using the actual actor's likeness. I don't think that counts. I don't think that works that way.
Well, my point is... you're using either the voice from the actor or their body. Like their, they weren't using the body, so they're using the voice. My point is, if you're using somebody's voice in a new project, you have to pay them for it. That's all I'm saying. It's the actors.
I think technically, if you wanted to, you could record a movie. Like, they could have recorded Back to the Future 2, got a bunch of extra footage. And then if they wanted to make the second one, they could just take all, like, record no new footage, pay no one, and just re-edit a whole nother movie with extra footage they had from the first one.
Wait, what? You wanted to re-edit footage of the same guy?
basically, like, say you were filming Back to the Future 1, but you knew in advance, I'm also making Back to the Future 2, but I don't want to pay anybody to be in it. So I'm just going to record everything here, and then take all the cut stuff and re-edit it into a second movie.
Nice.
I don't know if you could actually do that, but that would be interesting.
And George McFly wasn't played by the same actor who appeared in the first film. He didn't like the sequel's script, and so he threw out a $1 million demand to reprise the role.
The fuck?
So he rejected $1 million?
To reprise the role because he didn't like the script?
No, he threw out a $1 million demand to reprise. Okay, so he was like, I don't like this. You have to pay me $1 million to be a part of it.
Oh, okay.
It says the filmmaker has refused, so they took a face mold of Glover that was created during the first film to help the makeup artist, hired a different actor, and through the use of prosthetics made him appear as though the same, person. Huh. Okay.
Weird. Yeah, there's a lot of prosthetics.
That's
another
thing we didn't talk about. As well. That's the whole aspect of this film is they use a lot of makeup to make people look different ages, and they did that in the first one.
Okay, so there's one part of this movie that maybe I just missed something, but it was super obvious to me, and I have no idea why they did it. Because obviously there's like three different versions of like Biff and Marty and stuff like that they have to remake. Which, you know, it's gonna look, all of them are gonna look a little weird, especially like old Marty or old Biff or something like that. But whatever. But do you
old
remember
Biff
the guy?
Wasn't bad.
No, old Biff's not bad. Yeah,
I'm applauding another aspect of movies that we usually don't talk about, which is the makeup and all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's not really a big part of movies anymore as far as like makeup that is in this. You know what I mean?
I think you'd be surprised.
There's a makeup crew, obviously, that's doing everybody, but they're not doing like, you know what I mean? If they are doing like big prosthetics, it's just covered up mostly with CG. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, and there's a lot of stuff you can either...
Drax is in Guardians, just to pull up another Marvel reference, is completely like done up, and so is Gamora. But then they also do CG on their faces and stuff like that in the scenes. It's not just all
but they could not just make Drax look that good if they didn't go through the 8 hours and make him look like
I'm just saying, so it's hard to it's just hard to differentiate, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to see it.
I don't think they use a lot, if any at all, CGI on Drax, actually.
Really?
Yeah, as far as I know. I don't know. We can look at that up later.
Later.
My whole point is...
keep talking about Marvel.
My whole point is I want
to... Okay, but what I was trying to say, though, is that...
Hey, stop interrupting me. I want to say, good job on you, makeup team. Okay. All right, what's up?
There's one guy... You remember when he's in the future, and there's the guy asking Marty for money, a donation for the bell tower?
Yeah.
That's obviously an actor who was all done up in makeup.
Yeah.
Why did they? I don't even know, where's that guy also shown? Must have had a younger version, and that's why.
But I bet it was an Easter egg.
The first movie, when he gets asked for a donation, it's by a woman. It's not by a dude.
Yeah,
so they're not the same person.
No.
So I have no idea why that guy's done in makeup.
I don't know.
It's so weird. It's just like out of nowhere, and it's very obvious.
I couldn't tell you.
It's just, I was trying to figure out why that happens. If somebody knows, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it is something more obvious that I don't remember. He was a character from the first one, but it seemed really obvious to me. It was that he shouldn't have been there. They should have just cast an old guy. but there was one thing that I wanted to say, but I forgot. So go ahead.
Cool. I wanted to jump into all the stuff that they tried to bring back from the first one.
Oh, yeah. I think I was actually starting with that because when they go to the future in the beginning, they redo the entire skateboard Biff chasing scene.
Yep.
There's changes, obviously, that aren't in the first one. But it's even before that, the confrontation with Biff in the diner, it's like the exact same diner.
Yeah.
Except it's just been, you know, more modernized or whatever. But the whole situation, and even having, it's like Marty defending his future son, but he's he's kind of like a weaselly coward, just like his dad was in 1955 in the first movie. Like, so many things are the same. It's just
when he gets knocked out, he wakes back up to his mom, who's different. Whether she was younger in the first one,
he thought it was a dream, and then person says something that implicates, oh no, that wasn't a dream. It's just weird.
Yeah,
why? Okay, Jennifer in this movie is really out of place because it seems like the only reason she's a part of it is because they already committed to having, you know, at the end of the first one saying, bring her too, and that's it. Because they literally knock her out, throw her in an alley, And then go. Then she gets back home, and then I guess she's just uses this device to show Marty old. They just like wanted to show the audience here's where he lives and all the weird stuff.
Yeah,
and like it's a very clear ploy because there's no other reason that they should they'd have to go back there to Marty's old house and let the whole Biff plot where he comes steals the DeLorean, which you were out for, unfortunately. But Biff, old Biff, was following them in a taxi. Gets out. They go try to get Jennifer back from the old house because the cops bring her there because they think she's old Jennifer. This is going to get real complicated really quick. But they're trying to rescue her. They leave the DeLorean. Biff, old Biff, gets in the DeLorean, goes back, and then for some reason he goes back to 1955 to give him young self the sports almanac, yeah. Right? Then he returns the DeLorean exactly where he found it. That's not in character of Biff at all. He would just, if he was going to return to the future at all, he would just, or even to that exact point, he would just like toss the DeLorean or use it for himself, keep it, get rid of it, destroy it, something other than return it exactly in working order back to them. That's so weird and just clearly because, come on, they needed a way for them to still be able to do stuff.
There's a lot of things that are also out of character and or they say don't do this and they do it, which is like don't interact with your past self or future self or whatever.
If that rule doesn't apply to Biff.
Well, not to him. I'm just talking about you said that was out of character, some other things that are out of character, right? So Doc, when he's the one that's all about don't like the whole first movie, he was like, do not tell me what happens to me in the future. I don't care over and over and over. Don't interact with anybody. Don't change these things. Then why is he having this conversation with him next to himself?
Yeah,
like
I know.
He knows he walks up, sees the DeLorean underneath the whatever the tarp that he put it under in the first movie, and then has the conversation on the walkie-talkie with Marty about stay away from the dance or like be careful at the dance because you're there. Meanwhile, he's standing in the place where he knows his past self is, and then when he says, "Hey, sir, you, can I get your help?" Just run away.
Yep.
Just run.
How many times in this movie do Marty or Doc yell into a walkie-talkie with an easily hearing distance of other people and no one reacts to it?
Yes.
It's like Marty's in the back of Biff's car. They're like a
loud
foot
radio.
Apart.
Loud radio.
Loud radio. And then Marty's like, Doc, I'm in his car. He doesn't know I'm here, Doc. And it's like fucking dumb. Like, come on, he's right there.
He's like, man, this radio is being weird.
Well, he was getting interference. You could hear it. But
yeah,
whatever.
I know. It's just fucking dumb. He's in the back seat and you can't hear him yelling into your walkie-talkie.
But like, okay, so when Doc sees his old self and then he's like, oh, can you hand me this wrench? He's like, you really mean this one? It's like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
You're continuing to let him know it's you, getting closer to him, talking to him, like giving him subtle hints. And then he's like, oh, maybe I'll see you in the future sometime or maybe in the past. Dude, shut up and walk away. You're going against everything your character is standing for right now.
It's almost like they're trying to say that like seeing or talking to your old, your another version of yourself is like irresistible. You know what I mean? Like Marty multiple
really
times was
like,
I gotta go see my house and like for obvious reasons, but then even Doc is like allured by the idea of, you know, like interacting with himself, even though it doesn't give him any benefit. It's just weird.
I mean, I probably would if I saw my past.
Well, sure, but he's like, that's like his whole shtick is like, don't do stuff that's going to interfere
with.
No,
I know, but I'm saying, so that is probably what they said the character's motivations are, but what it really, really seems like, what the real point of it was.
The director was like, oh, we got to show Doc on Doc.
Was that they want to show these moments because they think it would be entertaining, funny, or cool for the audience when it really makes no sense for the story.
And it's just too,
they go way too far.
Yeah, it's like, Doc, are you really wouldn't notice, like, this guy sounds exactly like me. He knew shit about what I'm doing. Also, he has weird white hair and he's like being all weird around a pole. This is me, dog.
Like, when you think he probably notices, because when he's like, or in the past walks away, he's like, and kind of looks at him, looks where he's going.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. Like, I wonder why. But yeah, there's so much stuff. And again, dipping back into stuff they wanted to pull from the first movie. I'm trying to think of more examples because I know
is so bad about it because that's when they actually go back to 1955 and they repeat a shit ton of scenes.
Yes and no. I still think the beginning was so bad about it,
I mean,
too.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just saying that literally they show scenes in the end, like in the third act.
What do you...
Like him playing the guitar. It's like they show that entire sequence again.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not.
Because the idea of that is, okay, cool. I'm being placed in this situation where I am. They haven't done that before. Like, as in, like, sure, your past self or your future self, but really it's like Marty hasn't interacted with his past self in the last movie. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And neither did Doc. So my whole point is because Doc was dead or presumed dead, so he didn't go back in the past. So it was like one of each of them. So they're put into a situation where they can't run into themselves, and you're watching something from the past movie play out, but you're watching it from the perspective of this character trying to at least do other things. So that I'm okay with that. I think it could be cool and entertaining. What I hate is that they're literally taking the same scenarios and just putting it into this new story. That bothered me so much more. Like it felt like I was watching the same movie, just in a different time. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, example, like you were saying, the clock tower. Why do we need to say the clock tower this time? What was actually wrong with it this time? We don't know. No one said.
It's
there was
just,
no point.
They were just saying, like, don't let them tear it down, I guess.
Again?
Again?
Why?
Don't
why
let them tear it down again?
Yes. Why did we do a skateboarding chase scene again?
Yeah.
Why did he run into manure again?
Yeah.
Why did he, why did they go to the same bar again? Stand up for himself again? Again, that's the, like, I'm okay if the actions taking place are different and seeing similar scenes. Example, again, Avengers Endgame. It's fun to see some of that stuff when your characters are interacting in different ways. If you're showing the same exact interaction, then you're just telling the same story.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I still think that a lot of the stuff in the third act is really egregious. Like the him playing guitar scene, they show if he was doing something in the background of that scene that was more interesting.
He was climbing across rafters for half of it.
Yeah, I know. That's literally all he's doing. He's just slowly climbing, and they're showing his entire like guitar Johnny B. Goode section. And it's like, I saw this already. I know.
Well, I get what you're saying. Like, they're showing too much of that specific point. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying they couldn't have done it better, but it was still interesting enough for me that I was good. I was good with it.
Well, and I guess also I really dislike in movies when, and this is more of a personal pet peeve type thing, when like it's all these random occurrences where I'm constantly the main character has to get a thing and they keep getting so close and then it gets ripped away and then so close. That drives me up the wall. And I know it's not as like this, you know, when this came out in 89, other movies have probably done this before it, but it wasn't as gimmicky, at least.
Yeah,
or as had been done before.
Right, which makes it gimmicky.
Just seeing it now, oh god, that whole part of it, I was just like, I can't wait for this to be over. I can't wait for him chasing around the fucking magazine to be done. Although some of the cool kind of stuff is like that I totally forgot about this movie is the alternate timeline bit. You know, where he goes back and they're, you know, they again just drop a dead weight Jennifer off on her like house, even though it's all like where he never even like, you know, it's so weird to me is that they go back to 1985. They think it's fine. I don't know if you were out of theater for this or you were back yet, but and so they're like, just drop Jennifer off. That's her house. Just drop her off on the porch swing. She'll be all right because they had to knock her out again. And so they were like, he was like, okay, she drops her off. And then he starts walking down the street and he immediately pretty much notices this is not like our 1985. And it's really dangerous too. Like you saw, like they were driving up and down the roads, just like shooting machine guns at houses. And then like his teacher administrator was on the front porch with a shotgun and a bandolier of shotgun shells across his chest. Like he never goes back for her. The woman he's supposed to marry doesn't go
back. Because they have to erase it, and once it's erased, it doesn't matter.
That would still, like, I would be like, are you sure, Doc? Because we're literally, like, putting their existence in question here.
We created a separate timeline. I think it exists forever, even if we get back to our regular one, but...
I mean, that's kind of like a deeper, more moral dilemma is, like, I know that, like, things will get fixed, but I still feel like a person and a dog will be erased by doing that if we don't take them with us. So it's like,
yeah, I feel
this is some weird gray area here. I don't know. And that's not how it worked in the first movie, by the way. Like,
what?
You couldn't just leave Marty like back in 1955, and then if Doc had come back, Marty would be there again. I mean, I know there's more at play here, but I don't know. That's
trying to think if you took her from that,
because they
timeline.
Left her in the alternate reality. They didn't physically take her out.
Yeah.
So, but when they return to the timeline, she'll just be there again. So I guess they have to return, because think about her.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Yeah, exactly. Like, they would either have to go back before she left. That's when they return. But then there would be two Martys and two Docs because they haven't left yet. So
yeah.
Then they have to just, oh, no, you guys go. But keep
I really hope
none of that shit makes sense.
In the third one that they were setting up when he was like, maybe this is a key point in time.
Yep.
I really hope they go back to 1955, November 12th, again.
Fuck, I really hope they don't. Like,
they're
like
running around trying to... And then you get that scene where there's like three of them all together and it's a Spider-Man meme where all they're pointing at each other. If they... Because nowadays we're in the land of the reboots.
Yeah.
If they... Or sequels, bringing back sequels. God. If they make a fourth one, they have to do that. Where they get like three of them together like, what's going on?
They can't make a sequel to this. Gosh.
Should they? Probably not. But I'm just saying...
Well, they can't get anybody from the original to come back.
Anyone?
Well, okay. Maybe Biff... But Michael J. Fox has like advanced Parkinson's. He can't work. And Christopher Lloyd's dead.
Yeah. I didn't know how severe
he's worked since this, and honestly, he had early onset Parkinson's. The guy should have been gone a long time
ago.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't know how
bad
that is.
Somehow he's made it, but I mean, you know, there's no way. I highly doubt that he could come back for this. So I don't see that. If they were going to do a reboot, oh, God, I feel so...
Just don't.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Just don't.
They would so ruin it. Like, yeah. Who would be in a reboot? It's like, I feel like they would...
Me buddy.
Who would we be?
Like I said, dude, you're already Marty McFly. I'll be your Doc. Or your Jennifer.
How are you Doc?
Or I'll be the actor that plays... Because I'm
are
your
you
weird
Biff?
Friend that we don't know why we hang out.
Wow.
It's just some weird obligation that no one knows.
At least you're the weirdo in that scenario.
I'll take it. Doc seems like the most interesting character to play. So,
Biff, I think, is the best one to play, my guy. His like hilarious over the top shit is it always gets
so
me.
Okay. Hold on,
and especially the trailer at the end for the third
we'll
one.
Get to
I
there.
Know, we but gotta... that one part where Old West Biff says, he says it in that like Rootin' Tootin' accent. He's like McFly. It's like, oh, that part killed me, man. That was great.
Oh man, but yeah, there's so many moments in this movie where characters just either do things that don't really make sense to the story, things that they said they wouldn't do. It's just all over the place. For example, when Biff explains. Mm-hmm. The entire thing about the book to him, which that made more sense when he was like, well, but I got to kill you. Because then it's like a gloating thing. At first, I was like, why is he explaining this? It's like, oh, I'll just ask him.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? That one made a little more sense that he actually...
It's in character for Biff to have that, like, especially super evil Biff of the alternate reality who's like, you know...
Yeah. Flex on him a little bit
mogul,
before you kill him.
And he's like, yeah, he's doing like a Tony Montana type thing. You know what I mean? Like a gangster type thing. So it's like,
maybe that's not a proper example then.
I think it works for him.
I'm trying to think of other examples. I know there were. It's hard when we're watching this in theaters and can't take as many notes as we'd like.
In this movie, future Biff, so the Biff in 2015, that is the one that actually goes back and gives him the almanac. When we see him in 1985, he's like super subservient to George McFly and obviously Marty and his whole family. And he's like, he's kind of like nice. You know what I mean? Like I say nice, but he was, you know, he's basically acting like George McFly did in the beginning of Back to the Future, right? Where he's like, he's like, oh, guys, I'm here. Did you see my new matchbox? I buffed your car. Like, he's not, it's almost kind of like maybe he's a little scared of them, but he definitely doesn't feel like he has a mean bone in his body. And then you jump forward to the 2015 one, and obviously Griff is
grandson.
The same, he's the exact same character that Biff was in back in 1955. But old Biff is again, he's also... a kind of a jerk again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess he got older and he got, you know, mean.
But he's still like bossed around by his grandson.
Yeah, I know. But he like loses the subservient nature that he has in the new 1985 reality after the first movie.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird. But they needed him to be the villain.
Okay. I want to talk about the another thing too is the tone of this movie at the beginning felt like it was a joke.
And then
and
halfway through, and then it gets kind of like dark. It's like,
so what I mean by this is we were laughing.
Yeah.
I was laughing a lot. Like so hard at the beginning because of how ridiculous it was. Like,
yeah,
I felt like, especially because they were doing the same things over. Mm-hmm. It almost felt like a fan film. Like somebody was like, let's put them in the future, put them in similar situations and just make it over top and silly and hilarious.
Yep.
Why? Tell me why all their future selves, which it's because it's their kids, so they don't want to be exactly the same. So make their voice boxes different. But Griff, the younger version of Biff, basically,
yep.
he's got to talk like this. Like, yeah, something so, super dumb, like, and out of character.
I mean, Biff is already over the top, and then Griff just, like, doubled it. I mean,
because, like, his voice, he did the stupid voice, and then Marty obviously has a different voice,
too. Yeah, he's doing his dad. He's doing that, like, weird, I don't know, Biff, you know, some
dumb, whiny.
It
wasn't quite like that, but it was definitely higher pitched, and it was, like, it just felt like they were doing it for jokes. Right. The way they panned over to old Biff in the booth, he looked like a gremlin, and we were laughing, bro. Like, it was hilarious. And the stuff that was going on in that entire scene was just funny, not because of the jokes, but because of how, like, dude, what am I watching is what it felt like in the beginning, in, like, the weirdest of ways. Like, even when they were kicking off with the hoverboard, you can't kick air
It
moves.
Yes, I know. That's so dumb. They were kicking, like, on a skateboard where you kick to get up to speed. But they weren't, even though they were only an extra 2 inches off the ground from the hoverboard, they weren't hitting the ground. They were just kicking the air next to them to get up to speed.
That wouldn't work.
Ridiculous. That wouldn't really work. Really dumb. Really dumb.
And then the way that, like, Griff comes after him and gets that power thing to, like, go across water, the way it was even shot, they're like, charging over there looking all like, I was like, this looks like it's shot to be made to look like it's a bad movie. Like, the beginning felt like that. Like, it was made as a joke, but it worked because it felt like they knew that they were doing that. Like, I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was fun and funny, but I was very
taken out of it. Well, I was comparing it to the last movie, I was like, this is a different vibe.
Yeah. I tell you, I think you could watch the first one many more times and not get tired of it than you could this one. If I were to go and watch the second one again in, like, a week or two, or even, like, a month, I feel like it would be a slog to get through.
Yeah.
Just because it's just weird reboot of the first one, but not as good. And it's just weird. It's funny, when we were doing Indiana Jones and the beginning of this movie, when we were reading about all those crazy stories that Spielberg and Lucas had for all the different Indiana Jones they wanted to do. Remember, like, the Monkey Island stuff all that crazy stuff. This movie feels like one of those nutty scripts that actually got made. Opposed to all the other ones that are, like, they're nutty, but in, like, a, you know, semi-grounded kind of way, not super ridiculous. This one, out of all the Indiana Jones and the first Back to the Future, this one feels like the complete bonkers, you know, because at the beginning, like, and they show this at the end of the first one too, but, like, they totally got rid of the energy issue. He's literally throwing, like, three bananas and, like, the rest of a thrown out Miller Light.
composting.
Yeah, and then he's cool, like, boom, I'm energizing and stuff like that. It just reminded me of how, like, goofy as hell.
That was fine by me. Went to the future.
That specific point is like, okay, sure. I mean, yeah, who cares? It's, you know, but I'm saying it's that the whole movie kind of feels like that. It's just like goof.
Yeah.
It's just constant goof.
And then at the end, it tried to kind of switch a little back, but
yeah.
Yeah, it was, okay. It was interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What you got?
The funniest part of the entire movie for me.
Yep.
Can you guess it?
Is it Lorraine's boobs?
No, it's not.
Because, man, that was a bit.
There's way too much, like, sexy things happening between mother and son in these movies.
I know, they can't stop. They're just like, oh, they can't help themselves. I don't know what's alluring about having that in your movie.
Nothing.
Yeah. Was that real, you think? Because it was just so, like, in your face, man. It was wild.
Oh, really quickly, before I actually hit that funniest part, another note that I see here is something just another dumb thing of this movie, and I think happened in the first one, but a lot in this one, is the line, oh, hey, look over there.
Oh, a lot.
Works. First of all, works at all. But I can get, for a stupid joke, I get that. Like, you could have made that joke, and I think they did at least once or twice in the first movie, and it's funny.
It's
whatever.
Four times,
but they did
movie.
Like four or five times, and it works every time. And I was like, this is being pushed to its limit, guys.
Also, I get this is like a big part of the movie, but somebody calls McFly chicken like four times in this movie.
But it affects him.
Every single time he has the exact same and, like, dramatic
you
music,
did not
slow turnaround.
Call me a chicken.
Nobody called McFly a chicken. And but it never really ends up going anywhere.
It's like you could be assaulted by everything, and he was actually going to walk away, and then he was like, got called a chicken, and that's the whole reason he lost the almanac.
Was that a thing in the first movie? Did someone like call him chicken and he had that same reaction?
I don't really remember.
Like they act like I think there's a line where Jennifer's like, no one calls it's old Jennifer or whatever in the future, and she's like, no one can call Marty, you know, a chicken or he'll go off. It ruins his life or whatever. And then he's like, then it happens like four times and they act like it's a thing.
That's what
and I'm
saying.
This isn't a thing.
That's the thing you set up to be like, this is a stupid movie. Like, yeah. And it's funny because of like, oh my gosh, we're doing this again. Also, and it can be funny, but it's, I don't know.
Okay, there's the whole part. This is why it's Jennifer's involvement in this movie is just so weird, because she goes through their house in 2015 when they're married and then his parents are there. And his parents are like, giving relentless exposition about what happened to Marty as far as like why everything's gone to shit. It's like, well, his father got in a car accident, he stopped playing guitar, and he ended up being a piece of shit. Like the whole time, like Marty's mom is just listing things of what happened to other characters for no reason. And Jennifer's seeing all this, she's seeing like the horror of like, oh my God, my life with Marty sucks. I thought that was going to be a plot line. She's out of the movie at that, once they drop her off, and that none of that shit matters at
it
all.
It really seems like this movie, they did not have a plan for what they wanted to do with the movie. The end of the first one, they were hoping that they would get picked up to make more movies.
They promised a lot, and then they had no...
Well, at the end, they're like, oh, we'll make it like this teaser. They fly off where we're going. We don't need Rhodes. Yep. Obviously takes the girl and all that kind of stuff. Cool ending. So if it ended right there, okay. But it had a cliffhanger to hopefully get another movie. When you have that next movie, they're like, what is this plot? Oh, but the girl's here. What do we do? Is what it seemed like.
Yeah, I know.
Which is super interesting in contrast to the complete opposite, which I didn't really think was a thing, which I don't want to touch on right now because I want to talk about this first, but that they maybe had the entire movie of the third one shot before the second one even came out.
Yes, they shot them back to back.
They have a trailer for it. Yeah. But before we touch on that, funniest part of the movie, what do you think it is for me?
Oh, I guess I already guessed.
Okay,
so
well, bad guess was...
Wow.
Where'd he go? Oh, that way. I think he took your wallet.
I think he took his wallet.
Like
she
right
looks
to the camera.
Right at the screen, the camera, and says, "I think he took his wallet." What the fuck was that?
You know,
that was hilarious.
Every time the guy said, "I think he took your wallet or his wallet," was so funny. Especially that moment. Mm-hmm. That was the funniest. That guy was the funniest part of the movie for me.
I think he took his
that
wallet.
That was definitely just like an ad-libbed thing that the actor did, thinking it was just an off take, and they just used it because
maybe
one of them thought it was funny. That's what it feels to me.
It was funny. It was
hilarious.
I mean,
yeah, it was really funny. I mean, I but it was just, it's so weird and out of place. And oh man,
I loved it. That's the thing. It was out of place. Like the humor that I, most of the humor, which is so different from the first one, most of the humor that I got from this was because it was out of place. It seemed so crazy and ridiculous, like they were trying to make a movie like that.
Right.
And that happened a lot in the first act, and then a couple parts, like that part at the end. And where everything else, there wasn't a ton of super funny stuff happened in the middle, because that was the funny part to me, was because of how ridiculous it was.
Right.
Which, again, isn't bad, but it's a very different mindset you have to have for this movie compared to the first, which I wasn't really expecting anything too crazy. So,
well, we got too crazy. I think our problem. I wish they had kind of tried to keep it more simple. Like they just had an entire plot that took place in 2015. That was their thing. Because I think
then,
that would have solved a lot of issues.
But then you can't really... That's what I was wondering, because I thought a lot of this was going to take place in the future. Like a lot more.
That's what I remembered, from this movie.
But then I'm thinking to myself while I'm watching, I was like, it can't. And it has to do something with this almanac when he got it. Because if you just spend the entire time in the future... How is that going to affect anything we care about?
Well, I wouldn't say we can't. Right?
Well, I guess you can, because that's why.
Because
what
the
I was
whole
opening
of this is about Marty's kids and like his future.
Yeah,
that's
you
what you're trying
on
to
that.
Save Marty and Jennifer's and all their future.
Right. Let me rephrase.
Yeah.
I thought that until I found out why they were actually in the future.
Right.
But I was like, when you're going there, I was like, what are you going to do that's going to affect something we actually care about?
Well, it affects the characters that we do care about in 1985 because they knew where they're going.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree. But it was interesting because I didn't know how they were going to actually set it up because obviously it's always the past affects your future.
Which is so weird because like it's so funny because like the whole reason they go into the future is because Marty's kid reluctantly signs on to do a thing with Griff, which ends up getting him in jail, which then gets his sister in jail and everything falls apart. But Why couldn't Doc Brown have just come back to 1985 and like kind of hung around and said, hey, be a good dad or something like that? Like, that's all you really, you didn't have to do all this extra shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No, because anything, unless he altered time with the time machine, anything that was going to happen was going to happen.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anything that's going to happen is going to happen if he sees it happen. Unless, I guess if he goes back in time.
You go back and you give knowledge and you do these options.
They actually would have done exactly what they did in the first one because they're going back to the past and telling them to do certain things.
They're just doing it kind of in reverse. It's not the movie I wanted, obviously, but you know what I mean.
That would have been great. Just Marty living his life, driving around his truck with his girlfriend, watch him go through life. The ending is like, does this kid go to jail or not? Still does.
Oh, yeah. Man, what a dark movie that would have been. You go through this whole thing, they have this nice happy life, and then it ends the same way, and you're like, what happened? And Doc's like, you silly child, you can't you can't alter time.
This was all a dream. All right, so let's touch on the end. There was a whole trailer for the third movie.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that must have happened when this movie actually came out too, right?
Yes,
that
because it was a part of the original, like, you know, film of the movie, because obviously they're taking that and showing us that in theaters, because at the end it said Back to the Future Part 3 coming later in 1990 or something, is what it said.
And then obviously before they showed any of the footage, they said to be concluded on the screen. And, you know, so we know from the end of this movie that Doc gets stuck in 1885. I really like the scene where the guy delivers the letter to Marty in 1955, and they had been waiting for 70 years from Doc. You know what I mean? Like, I like that tie-in.
Oh, yeah.
That's, it's a neat thing. I just thought that was fun. But after the movie ends, we see a trailer for Back to the Future 3, and it's a long trailer, and it basically goes and gives you the highlights of like everything that pretty much happens in Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, it seemed like they were showing some cool action stuff, like a lot of important stuff.
Honestly, from what I could tell, a lot of it seems like the same shit as it seems like they're doing the first one again. And just that in the Wild West version of the same town that they're in, they go there, fish out of water, he's got to like find everything, he finds the same saloon, finds a really old Biff, he's like McFly, they get into a Bing, they're running around, he chases them on horses, like it's the same movie
there
again.
Was a train though, that'll be interesting, and at least a saloon, if it's the same like kind of restaurant but it's a saloon, it's like, oh, this is interesting, it's at least a little different.
It seemed like they were shooting guns a lot more in this one.
I'm telling you, dude, wild wild west. But it was super interesting.
But how much you want to bet there's going to be some old McFly ancestor, like his great great grandmother, who's gonna again try and have sex with Marty? That's
it
gonna
has
happen.
To, and he's Marty has to wake up and be like,
he's gonna wake up and like she's like great grandmother is gonna be in like a saloon bathhouse bathing Marty. He's like, what's going on? I was like, hush up, they don't call me Miss Lady McFly for nothing. And he's gonna it's gonna be the same shit.
he's gonna say, I had a terrible dream.
Yeah,
it's okay,
yeah.
You're back on.
And this
in
little
the barn
old
doors.
Town of 1885, Hillsong. I can't remember the name of their town. It's like
Hillsong.
Yeah, Hill Green, or it's something with a hill in it.
Hill Valley.
Hill Valley, I think. Hidden Valley, the ranch. The ranch town.
Maybe that's where it's set. Maybe they're gonna discover the origins of ranch dressing.
This is so random. But you remember the actual Hidden Valley Ranch commercials where they'd show a town and they were all using ranch, and then they'd zoom out from the town and they'd go in between the green mountains, and then that would be the front of the bottle.
Yeah.
That freaked me the fuck out as a kid. I was like, the town was back there the whole time.
It's a hidden valley.
I know, but it's so real. I don't know. I wasn't that young, but I was young enough where I was like, that's brilliant. Give that man a raise.
You said freaked you out. I thought you meant you were like unnerved by it. Like
no,
scared.
Like freaked out. Like, oh man, that's dope. Like, I get it. It's a hidden, like they're back there.
Oh bro, I get it. Hidden Valley. It's rich.
I don't know,
mind
man. I don't
blown.
Know.
But yeah, I thought that was super interesting that they showed a trailer and I... Because they just don't do that anymore. I wonder if they did that a lot with other movies.
Well, they didn't do it with the first one. I mean, I guess they did, no,
I guarantee they didn't know they were getting a sequel,
yeah.
I said.
But
I don't think they wrote the script for it.
Well, they can't have done it that often because how often do you have all the footage?
That's
from
what
the next
I'm saying.
Already?
That was what was weird to me. I was like, they're showing a lot. It's not like they just filmed this for a trailer.
And this movie, I mean, honestly, Back to the Future 2 and 3 are basically like the late 80s Endgame and Infinity War. Because they were filmed back to back and they were released 1 year apart.
Time travel works completely differently.
And time travel. Boom.
Completely differently. which they talk about in reference.
I mean,
in
if you
Endgame.
Think of Biff as Thanos, it's basically the same fucking movie.
Who's Marty? Tony Stark?
Yeah, you know, Marty's like all of them. Marty Doc is Tony, and then Marty is just the rest of the Avengers, basically. And they have to just, you know, he just goes around and fixes
yeah,
the
Doc
timeline,
does
basically.
Presumably die in every movie so far.
Yeah, basically.
But
although no, I mean, in the alternate timeline, I'm pretty sure Doc just gets committed. He doesn't actually die.
In this movie, though, I'm saying there's a at the end when the lightning strike
oh,
hits
that's
the thing.
Right. Yeah,
like,
you're right. You're right. It's at the same time too. Yeah. Ugh, this movie's a mess. It was fun. Like it was funny, but like it wasn't fun and lighthearted and like made me feel good afterward. Like
it's
this
not,
one's like
it's,
I, it was funny during it, but man, it's
there, not really was, good because it's good, and it's not really funny because it's good.
Yeah,
it's funny because of how ridiculous
it's
it is.
It's more like ironically funny now.
Yeah,
yeah. Unfortunately, opposed to just actually being funny, which I felt the first one was.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, just real quick though, how lazy was the opening of this movie? In comparison to, think of the opening of Back to the Future 1. You're watching the, like, the
well,
machine
I was gonna say,
go
too,
with
they,
all the clocks.
They jump right into it because yeah. they have to, as far as the way that they presented the
sure.
end of the first one.
Yeah. Well, they don't, again, they don't have to. They could have not showed you the ending
yeah,
of the last one.
Yeah,
they could have jumped
I know,
somewhere
I know,
in the movie.
But with what they decided to do.
Well, that argument applies to anything.
So you wanted them to just not show that?
Yes. Why? Why would I need to be shown that? I watched it. I know what happens at the end of Back to the Future. You could have just jumped in at any point. It didn't even have to be at the first new scene. You could
oh,
have jumped in.
I'm not
in.
Talking about necessarily showing the end of the last movie. I'm just saying you're showing it from the start of the end of the last movie.
That even aspect's they, fine. That's not even what I'm talking
about.
I'm talking about,
talking about.
The, when they show the credits.
So that's what you think is
beginning.
Lazy is the fact they just reused.
No. Listen, what I think is lazy is the flying through the clouds bit.
Oh,
because
I got you.
In the first one, they
we had
do
something
that
interesting
cool,
to look at.
Yeah, that cool shot and it sets things up and it's like it's intriguing. And this one, you're just getting honestly not even that great film in pilot
yeah,
footage.
Yeah, it could have been cool.
The camera's like shaking.
If
on
you
the,
zoom around, like if they did that similar concept, but they're zooming around mm-hmm. like a futuristic kind of space, like world.
Yeah, I mean that would have been
expensive. And then, as the last credit fades, they zoom into the car.
Yeah, something like that. But obviously, they were already at their limit because they were they arbitrarily showed it like whenever they were showing all the cars and the hyperway and stuff,
yeah.
super raining, so that they didn't have to actually show anything. And as soon as they land, they're like, "Oh, it just happens to stop and right now." Okay, perfect.
Smart though, and that is something I will commend this on what is good, especially for the time. CGI wasn't bad.
No,
wasn't
it wasn't terrible. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was a lot of. I don't even know. If, I guess it was CGI. It really just felt like more of like they were just like. I don't know. It felt like they were just, you know, filming over and doing weird camera tricky stuff more than actual computer generated. But yeah, I mean,
they were able to mask some of the CGI because I know there yeah. was CGI mm-hmm. with some of that, the way they film, which is smart when you have to work around it, if not as advanced.
Yeah, it didn't look, it wasn't super terrible. Obviously, it was filmed in a smart way where you didn't have like real elements interacting with fake elements that would have made it look really, really bad, you know, yeah. stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. You could, I clearly did not like where they had a super thunderstorm and then as soon as they land and they don't have to show any of the high-tech stuff, they were like, okay, rain's gone.
I didn't mind it because it's a smart way to cover that. So,
but it's, I mean, like, if they had somehow used...
I was like, oh, they can control the weather of the future. Kind of dope. Whatever. Keep moving with the story. Didn't bother me.
It's just contrived. I mean, it's not
I mean, sure,
deal.
But it didn't... For me, it didn't feel that way. I don't know. For me, it didn't. But another thing I want to say real quick before we wrap it up is... How much fun it had to be to play in this movie, though. In these movies. In all three of these. Like, because you're a part of this three series, and you get to do so many things because you're traveling through time. You go through regular stuff. You go through, like, past stuff.
And you're also
you
playing,
through,
like, all different versions of yourself.
Yeah, you get to mess around with, like, futuristic settings. Yeah. Then you're going to be in the Old West. I thought of that while I was watching the trailer. I was like, that looks, like, fun to do.
Yeah, I know. Just to be
like,
in.
The actors of this, I was like, this is a fun little trilogy. Like, it had to have been so much fun to be a part of. But all right, what do you got? Closing thoughts, brother.
I really hope that the third one does some new stuff.
You've seen it, but you haven't seen it in so long that you're basically seeing this for the first time.
Pretty much, because out of this one, all I remembered was the 2015 bit.
Yeah.
As soon as we got done with that, I mean, I knew like Almanac, Biff going back, and like I knew that part was part of it, but I did not like totally forgot about the weird Mad Maxian like alternate reality he creates, and like all the weird casino like gangsters shooting each other shit, and then all the and I forgot they went back to 1955 as well. All that was gone, but okay, hold on. I'm just riffing here. If they had, instead of going back and stopping Biff, if they had gone just slightly in the past and stopped and stopped Marty, well, they can't interact with, their, I guess, their future self. Okay, before Marty gets there, they'd gone back, gone to that shop, bought the almanac, and then burned it.
Or just when he throws it into the
wouldn't
garbage, just take
the,
it.
Right, wouldn't that have made the almanac disappear?
Yeah. Or just
from Biff's in his hands?
Or just, but then you're trying to, but then you're affecting something that Marty then is supposed to deal with. Like, he's supposed to grab the almanac. So, like, burn it, when he throws it in the garbage and they walk away before Biff comes out the door and grabs it, snatch it, burn it, run away. Something. Yes, they could have fixed this a lot
easier. Yeah, like, I mean, even if Biff had gone back, I don't know if that would have technically created one of their paradoxes. What I like about the first one is that they had the whole Marty getting stuck and the DeLorean being broken establishes a good way of like kind of nerfing time travel, because when you have a time machine, there's no stakes for anything. You ostensibly have unlimited chances. Yeah, you can just, oh, I screwed up, I'm just gonna go back again. Like, you can perfect it. And so unless that's part of your story, that's really hard to write around. And in this one, the DeLorean's being used all the time. It never really like breaks, except I guess at the very end.
Yeah.
But
in the first they had one use, had to hit it at this specific time, had to get everything done before that time.
Because
puts pressure on it.
Well, and the pressure is technically here in this movie, because they can't let they have to finish it before Marty and his and Doc go back to 1985, because that's going to create a weird paradox.
Yeah.
But again, I don't understand how that's happening, because they should just be able, if like right before they leave, they should just be able to go back another night or whatever and restart the day, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no real stakes here. I don't know. It's strange. But
so, final thoughts.
Time travel. this movie, unfortunately, it just retreads too much ground of the first one to an annoying degree. It's still funny. It's still fun to watch all the character, all the, you know, the people in it. I love watching Christopher Lloyd and you know, Tom Wilson and you know, Marty McFly. I don't know. I just said his name earlier. I can't remember it now.
I can't either. I'm blanking, bro. I mean, it's time to wrap up. Shorter episode for us.
Yeah, they're all, it's all fun to watch, but man, the story is just all over the place. It's nonsensical, and they just do too much of the first movie shit.
Yeah, I agree. They go way, and you know that I can be a fan of nostalgia, but you have to use it in the right ways, and I know we even have arguments of what is the right way, but this just wasn't
this
as far.
It
was way overdoing it. In to the point of, I felt like I was watching almost the same movie. It was funny, ironically, in most parts. But if you go into it just to like, I'm just going to go and have a good time, just kind of laughing at whatever I can get a laugh out of from a fun time traveling movie, wasn't the worst movie in the world. It was entertaining.
If I made this movie, all those scenes I would just feel like awkward making in my movie, because It would feel like I was patting myself on the back. Like, hey, you remember when he was playing guitar? Wasn't that cool? That was a cool scene, right? Like,
again,
I did that.
When they revisited the places they were, I was cool with that. That was, again, it added a different element of interacting with yourself. But I know you
didn't. But they just re-showed the same footage, I swear to God. And then they just interlaced it. Oh, he's still climbing the girder. Oh, he's still there.
There wasn't enough else happening. Yes. I understand what you're saying.
I totally agree. They could have still gone back to 955. You get it. I don't fucking... I'm done. Fuck off.
You got to go back, bro. Fix yourself. Back to the Future.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Shorter one for us. Next week, we are doing part three, boys.
And then we'll be done with this, and we'll be moving on.
Yep. And I was going to say, if you're listening to this on... Sorry, I hit my headphones off my face. If you're listening to this on just, you know...
Any
like
of
an
our
audible
on Audible.
I can't speak, bro.
www.audibletrial.com/thatsmoviesbrother.com/ Damn.
You can find us on YouTube now. We are filming all of our podcasts. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give us a review. It help allow it. It helps us get discovered. It does help viewership if we have more reviews. So if you could review it, that'd be great. Follow us at That's Movies Brother on Instagram. Follow me at Tyler C. Gillette. Follow Nate to his house.
I am
going
to have more stuff to plug. Just don't you worry.
He's got stuff in the works.
Yeah.
In the meantime, just follow him.
I won't shut up about it. You better enjoy your time now. I'm not.
I mean, I have the audio stuff here. So even if you got to control the video, I control the audio. So at some point, I'll just cut the audio. Even if you put it in our YouTube video, if you're just talking, you're not going to hear any of it.
I'm going to put the terrible camera audio.
Oof. All right, guys. Check us next week because we'll be back. To the movies, brother.
Wow. we'll probably go back to the theater to watch the third one because I think they'll still be showing it.
I'm enjoying that, though.
And after that, Gremlins.
Didn't we already see a gremlin in this movie? Old
damn,
Biff.
Damn. Doing
that's terrifying.
Biff like that.
All right, man. We'll catch you in the next episode of
How many
That's
times are we going to end this?
Movies, brother.
End it. Stop it. Stop the recording.